Cavalryman of the Lost Cause, A Biography of Jeb Stuart, by Jeffrey D. Wirt, narrated by Michael Pritchard. Copyright 2008 by Jeffrey D. Wirt. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Jeffrey D. Wirt and the Trident Media Group, LLC, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Son of Virginia. Rumors hung over the camps of Confederate cavalrymen on June 24, 1863. Throughout the day, their regiments had gathered, riding toward the village of Salem in the Virginia Piedmont. Officers had ordered them to unsaddle their horses for the first time in 10 days and to rest. But as one of them informed his family in a letter, "It is the opinion of a good many that we will cross the Potomac in a few days. To the west, across the Blue Ridge Mountains, strings of Southern infantry, artillery, and wagons filled the roads in the Shenandoah Valley, angling toward the Potomac River and Maryland. Farther north, the vanguard of General Robert E. Lee's Army of Northern Virginia was spreading across southern Pennsylvania, heralding a major Confederate thrust into the Keystone State. A pair of cavalry brigades sealed the gaps of the Blue Ridge, protecting the final elements of Lee's army as they marched north through the valley. At Salem, meanwhile, the cavalrymen, numbering nearly 5,500 in 3 brigades, rested and awaited orders. As many of them had speculated, their halt at Salem was to be brief.